Good morning, it's Joseph here, just walking to the station here in Tokyo. It's Friday morning, the third Friday of July. It's about 8 a.m. and just on my way to Twitter, the Japan branch of Twitter run by Digital Garage, for a meeting about a live streaming tweet up next week. And it is a beautiful day in Tokyo, really gorgeous. And what I've noticed today is the sky. It's blue sky with the LA cumulus clouds, the fluffy ones, that the stereotypical clouds, which I don't know why, but we don't seem to get all that often over Tokyo. At least I don't remember these blue skies with these kind of clouds. It reminds me very much of the UK. Now it makes me feel nostalgic. The sky's there, all we need now is a bit of green, more than the green on the canvas banners above the shops that I'm just walking by. All these shops, actually, they're shut down under the railway because the Tokyu Rail Company, which is one of the biggest property holders in Tokyo, because of course it owns all the private railways, or this private railway, what they've been doing is shutting down huge sections of shops underneath the railway lines and then completely remaking them. And it's interesting just how much a part of the community the railway plays a part, how much it plays a part in the community. In fact, you could say that this whole town is here because of the railway. I mean, this is what happened in the 1960s. 1950s, 1960s is the Tokyu Rail Company had all this land. It sold land very cheaply, sold housing very cheaply to try and create these communities so that they could then make money with their shops and banks and stores all placed along the railway. So real city creation. And and to this day, of course, Tokyo, major business in all sorts of places, all sorts of industries. Anyway, I'm going to go into the bank now, so I'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Take care. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.